shove it off.
Launch? You say he launches?
Lost it.
Launches a boat?
No, well, you mean when you back when you going in the fishing one.
He launches the boat?
Yeah. What you?
Okay. Maybe you can talk again sometime if I can catch you.
Yeah. Would
you
mind? How long you gonna be here?
Well, I thought I'd leave tomorrow. Maybe I could talk with you tomorrow if you had time.
Well, I didn't get to go off today.
Yeah.
But my wife got a sick fresh cousin in the town hospital.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go. I might go there tomorrow. I may not be home tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll, if you might, don't mind, I could give you a call.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I'll just call you anytime if you don't mind.
Okay.
If you couldn't do it tomorrow, I'd stay over today to talk because I really enjoy. I wanted to ask you about the sort of things you raised.
Okay.
What you ate and all that. But now, where is there a place around here where I get some to eat real quick? Like a.
Well, you can get some.
Yeah. Is there a cafe near here?
No. No cafe. No Charlotte Clinton.
Okay. But now the first store up the road is a post office.
That's what it was. It's a store that you can buy something, you know, between on nothing hot you can eat there, I don't think.
But is there another store past
that? Yeah, I don't think that's a saloon and a store. You might accident find something there. I don't fool around it. But it's a big saloon that on the same road, when you go to turn out, you go up this road, pass right on by this store, and when you get to the other road, well, by the store setting, right on the corner to the right, you turn left to go to Clinton. And the right, you go St. Helena.
Yeah.
Now they might, since they had that, they made a saloon there, they might have something to eat there, but I hardly ever.
Is it a grocery store too?
It's a grocery store too.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
It's really a bigger and a better grocery store than this first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then when you get up there, do you want to go back to Clinton or you going on out?
Well, I thank you for talking with me today.
You're going out and hit that mid highway and go back to Clinton. They tell me it's a big store being open somewhere 10 miles from Clinton, up that Libby Road. And must be up there by where you're going to have to hit the Libby Road. Well, I don't know that. I ain't been up there. But it's just in the paper here. Just get my wife to read and say, you know, we'll meet up today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Up this road.
That happens to the best of us, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. If you live long, Mr. Mathers ought to be right along my age. It ain't much different than us.
You drink a lot of?
About three times a day, four times, something like that.
How do you like your?
I like it strong. I don't like no shit wrong with no milk in it. Put the sugar in it.
Just, yeah. Some people like.
Like it black?
Yeah.
Well, I like mine black. Some of them don't. They want white milk. I don't want no milk in mine.
Have you? All your life, have you? Do you do?
Drank black coffee all my life. Sometimes my wife put milk in hers, but I don't.
Yeah.
My children put some milk in theirs. Some of them don't drink it at all.
Right. Now, what kind of soil do you got here?
Kind of what?
Soil.
Stores.
Soil. Ground. Y'all have any of that real black ground? Has a lot of clay in it?
Oh, what soil are you, man? See, I'm not kind of half young. Well, I don't have too much of black soil here. I have more black soil right around this house than anywhere else. Some places I know is light clay soil, like. There's mighty little sand in it, most of clay.
Uh-huh.
It ain't, you know, just about the blackest I got right around this house here. All the rest of it is. My ground is pretty rocky here, too. Some places you can hardly get a ply in the ground, but I used to ply it anyhow.
Yeah.